Comedy Forecast is the official podcast of Halloween costumes, computer animation, birthday parties, and yoga mats.
The Comedy Forecast Network. Let's dog ear this for now.
Comedy Forecast, episode 489, Thanking It Forward.
It's time for the 4th annual Comedy Forecast Podcast Today in April extravaganza. Hooray! Comedy Forecast has been bringing you the funny since 2005. And during April, we're delivering a brand new episode every single day. If you want to help support the show for as little as a dollar, visit patreon.com and search for Comedy Forecast, all one word with the number 4. Or go to comedyforecast.com and click on the Patreon link. Thank you.
Oh, hi, folks. Clinton here. Welcome to, or welcome back to, Comedy Forecast. This is it. We're almost done with this year's Podcast Today event. Excuse me, extravaganza. The last two episodes are coming up beginning tomorrow. Before that happens, though, I wanted to take a minute to once again thank all the podcasters who have lent their voices to this year's story. Thanks go out to Grant Pachoco, creator of the Saturday Morning Media family of podcasts, Craig Stepp and Chuck Tomasi, both of the Technorama podcast and the Topic is Trek podcast, Mortis of the Mortis Matinee podcast and the Disney Indiana podcast, Paul Barry of the A Window to the Magic podcast, Scott and Tracy, hosts of the Disney Indiana podcast, and John Bell of the Bells in the Bat Free podcast. And certainly my lovely wife, Bonnie.
And me!
No, Danny, this is for special guests. People other than, well, other voices.
Is he blowing you off the way Dick Bando was pushed aside the other day?
Dick, I didn't... Wait, what's going on here?
I ask myself that every day.
Cap, you ask yourself that every 5 minutes.
Hey, so do I.
At least you two were in the story. Not just narrating it.
Personally, I think I was portrayed a bit one-dimensional. I'm just saying, I think I could have done more. Okay, look, this is about the people other than you guys who have helped out with this year's Podcast Today extravaganza. I also want to thank the Patreon patrons who help support the show every month, which is absolutely amazing.
Great Toastmasters time limit! Get the hook! Some of us want to get out of here before Christmas of 2040!
Indeed. On our home world, entire civilizations have risen and fallen in less time.
I'm ignoring you, or me. Anyway, I also want to thank everyone who has contributed Dunkin' Donuts gift cards to help support the writing sessions where shows like this month-long story are worked out.
What's wrong with Caprica Coffee's Coffee Shop, Coffee Bar, and Coffee Express?
I also want to thank everyone who has been retweeting and reposting the episodes on Twitter and Facebook. That is a great way to help the show. And last, but certainly not least, to everyone who has been listening to the show and has been saying such nice things about it. It really is appreciated.
Basically, is that it?
I think so. As I said at the top of this episode,
was what? 3 hours ago?
The last two episodes of the story start tomorrow.
I love it!
Why doesn't Dick Bando have a catchphrase?
Abby Fallmacher suggested one for me. What does it mean, Stimpy, you idiot?
I understood that reference.
Talk to you tomorrow, people.
My goodness, look at the time.
Oh, is it that time already, Sir Patrick? Well, if you want to get in touch with the show, send an email to podcast@comedyforecast.com or call the super secret phone line at area code 360-515-0004.
Let's wrap this up, shall we?
Right, okay. Well, you can follow the show on Facebook, Twitter, or Instagram. Just search for Comedy Forecast, all one word with the number 4. And a special thank you to all of our Patreon patrons.
As always, this is Sir Patrick Stewart.
And I'm Clinton.
Saying... That's it.
We're done.
Bye-bye.